Now back to the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Fourth quarter action starting here. North will line up on a second and long. Give it to Asante Moore off the left side. Not much room to work with. He has stopped for no gain. It is now third and nine under the guidelines of the mercy rule, with Jackson leading 35 to nothing. Key matchup in A South.
Brody Graham limps off. Looks like he is cramped up in the right calf.
By the way, have we done five games and four of them with the mercy
rule? That is correct.
That is unbelievable. I think we went five or six years without one.
Yeah.
Tough stretch. Third and nine. Empty backfield set for Husney. Moore will motion. Fake jet sweep. Pressure coming. Husney eludes the rush. Tucks it up and run. 35 gets to the 25. Runs out of bounds inside the 25. Will be spotted at the 23-yard line.
Second time Jackson has been involved in one of our games.
Clock should be running right now with the mercy rule in effect. There we go. Up and going now.
Somebody nudge.
We got it.
Nudge him up there.
We got it. Four wide set. Two right, two left. Moore gets the carry. Up the middle on fourth down. And unless he gets a great mark, I don't think he's got it.
No chance, Matt. He lost one or two.
The worst clue ever made up by Matt.
So the Mariners will turn it over on down.
Jackson will get it back. With that clock moving, now down to 10-10 remaining in the fourth quarter. What's he upset about?
Remember, guys, we were told before the game, the backup quarterback for Jackson, Top, has been hurt. They have brought up a freshman quarterback to be DeMayo's backup. So we may see a freshman in the game tonight. DeMayo's still in there.
A.J. Tomalowicz. He's number 12, but he's not 12 on the roster.
DeMayo, high snap. He'll get the carry here. Give it to Lee, who bounces through the line. Gets stopped shy of the 35, out to the 34-yard line. Second and a yard coming here. Join us on Thursday night live on the Investors Bank High School Football Show from the Water Street Bar and Grill. We'll break down this weekend's activity. Look ahead to the following week as well. We do that from 7 to 8:30. Live video stream if you aren't by your radio or for some reason want to see the three of us on camera. Here's the give to Lee off the right side. He'll get the first down to the 36-yard line. First final, I believe, of the night has come in. Red Bank Catholic knocks off Colts Neck by a score of 56 to nothing.
That's amazing. Colts Neck played for a state sectional championship against Brick in early December, and they are winless this fall. That was a senior-laden team led by Anthony Gargiulo, and wow.
Tough time in Coopertown.
Coaching changes. Yep. Greg LaCava left, and it's been
Peter Shaw having a tough inaugural season.
Yep.
First down and 10. It's Lee again. Hops to the 40-yard line.
You know, I'm going to say I don't think there's anything wrong with Lee. First of all, if there was, he wouldn't be in the game now.
I would agree.
And he was in punt return team before, yeah, where you never put a guy hurt. I just think the Jackson coaches felt that North's defense was susceptible to those outside runs. And how can you argue with the strategy? It's worked to perfection.
Yeah, two carries in the first half.
Yep.
He just may run out this the end of this game right here in these last 7 minutes. been nothing but Lee so far.
7:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Second down and seven. Lee gets it again. Hit in the backfield and dropped. Good charge by Deshaun Copes,
who's now has 11 tackles for loss this season. It's a big play kind of defensive end. He does make a lot of big plays.
Loss of two on the play. Make it third and nine.
Oldbridge has just scored on a 66-yard touchdown run. That PAT was blocked, however. It is 28-23 Brick Memorial. That's still in the third quarter.
It's a good game.
Yeah, they go back and forth. Oldbridge 3-1, Brick Memorial 3-1.
Single back set behind DeMeo. Golic will get it. Strung up at the 40, got to the 41. A couple of words exchanged back and forth. Both teams have their starters on as Jackson will punt for just the second time tonight. Now they'll Santiago on that last stop.
Jackson's only got nine guys. There's 10. I think there's still one short.
Raiders are on.
11.
There's 11 coming on now.
Raiders are on the board. Toms of Reist scores. They trail Freehold Township 21-13. That game's still in the third quarter. Barnegat still with a 17-7 lead on the Manasquan. They're now in the fourth.
Middletown North has gone up 21-0 on Ocean.
Oh, that hit a North player, I believe.
Well, no, he was tackled before.
Tackled oh, before he even got to the ball.
He was lit up.
Darian Carrington, who I think was going to try and call for a fair catch.
Yeah,
and got
so too.
Run over by Zach Tetro. Clotheslined out of the air. And now emotion starting to run high a little bit. Glenn Capilla has taken his helmet off. He's got to get off the field.
Yep. Somebody needs to talk to him, and I would think maybe tell him to just sit down and cool off.
Referees will have a chat. To me, this is a clear interference call. Carrington has to be able to try and field it.
Oh, there's no question about the call.
Tetro came in with a cross body block.
Did he call a legal fair catch?
Well, it doesn't matter. He still has to be able to catch the ball.
Yeah, you can't hit him before the ball gets there.
Fair catch or not. Jackson has just called a timeout. I would imagine to make sure that everyone keeps their head right now.
They just called fair catch interference. That'll March 15. By the way, Freehold Township scored right after the Raiders did, so they're back up 27-13.
I believe Freehold Township came in with one win, right? East winless on the year.
Barnegat has just scored again, by the way. They lead Manasquan 24-7.
Raritan has scored to cut the Red Bank lead to 27-21 late in the third. Wall 14, Brick 7. The fourth quarter is underway at Keller Memorial Field.
Ball here at the 50-yard line. North will bring the offense back on with just 5:37 to go in the fourth quarter.
Long branch up on Rumson, 19-7. Demir Willis has topped the 200-yard rushing mark for the night.
Good running back.
Yes, he is.
Here's Moore getting the carry. Bounces off first contact, gets forward for two, maybe 3 yards. Stopped around the 47-yard line. Not the night for Tom's River North.
By the way, that latest Barnegat score, a Manny Bowen 76-yard touchdown run.
Tonight here, Jackson has led from start to finish. Two touchdowns in the first quarter, two more in the second. One here in the second half. Joe DeMeo, two on the ground, two through the air. And on third down and seven, North will change personnel. talented North team, but upended tonight. We've seen the youth finally show through. Husney throws, bouncing into the turf for Carrington. It'll be ruled as a catch, but not going to be enough for a first down. North
probably go for it here.
Why wouldn't they?
Fourth and about two.
Coming up on 4 minutes remaining. In the fourth quarter. Bryce Watts comes on as the fifth wide receiver. Husney will keep it up the middle and will have a first down. Down to about the 37-yard line. That's enough to move the sticks. And the clock continues to roll here with 3:40 to go.
Well, clearly the Mariners would like to get one on the board and avoid the shutout.
Four wide receivers set again, two to either side with Asante Moore in at the tailback spot. Moore in trouble in the backfield and will get jumped for a slight loss by Zach Tetro. Second down and 11. At the 3 minute mark here with Jackson leading 35-0. Jaguars will improve to 4-1 on the year. North will fall to 3-2. It's a big PowerPoint game for both of these teams also.
Yes, it is.
About that time to start thinking state playoffs. Here's an incompletion off to the right side. Husney wanting Watts, but threw a bullet at him.
Watts had his feet go out from under him as well.
Oh, the only one of the better things tonight is the rain has held off.
Yeah.
We played this one under clear skies and probably the best night of the year to play a football game. I mean, not hot. Not cold.
Very surprising,
yes.
Considering what we thought the forecast was. Got to give credit to defensive coordinator and part-time meteorologist Mike Smith of Jackson, yeah, who was emphatic to you before the game, you don't need the raincoat.
Yep. Kept it in the car.
Third down here. Husney will try and scramble again. Get down to the 30-yard line. Make a nice move. Off to the far side hash mark and get close to a first down. Close enough to the 25-yard line where it should be enough to move the chains as the clock is inside of 2 minutes with a minute 45 remaining.
Yeah, the Mariners would love to get on the board here. No team likes to get shut out. And the Jaguar first D is still in the game.
Jackson with a shutout earlier this season against Lacey, looking for their second one of the year. That was back in week two as Husney falls forward, gains about three. 27-0. The three wins for Jackson, very convincing. 50-16, 27-0, 45-14. And regardless of the final score here, 35-0 or 35-7 if North can punch one in. It's been a dominant performance by the men in black. Second and eight, Husney. Gets the shotgun snap, lets it go over the middle, has a man. Carrington makes the catch and is into the end zone for a score. From 23 yards out, Toms River North will avoid being shut out as the clock stops here with 50 seconds to go in the fourth quarter.
Well, well-thrown ball there. Carrington on the post pattern had beaten his defender in the clear, and Husney that time just put it right on the spot for a nice pass and catch and a Mariner touchdown.
Kyle Beha on for the extra point. 13 of 15 on the year. His first crack tonight. Puts this one up and in. 35-7 with 50 seconds to go. Let's step out for a quick timeout. 30-second break. Back with more of our Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.
Tonight's game presented by Jersey Mike's. Help nourish, help flourish. Be a sub above.
A couple of quick scoring updates for you. Middletown South with a 44-0 win over Howell. 19-7 a final score. Long Branch has knocked off Rumson. Jackson Liberty over Mondon 21-17. Raritan, after an onside kick, has now taken a 28-27 lead on Red Bank.
Wow. By the way, that's another dollar you owe. It's Donovan Catholic.
Donovan Catholic. That is correct. Not sure where that's located, but somewhere in Ocean County. Imperial with the kickoff. Bounces that one off to his left. DeMeo will field it, take a knee, and then have a North player jump up over the top of him. That's going to draw a flag. It wasn't much of a hit, but after a knee was taken, it'll cost North 15 more yards. Should just be one snap of the football here. And Jackson will be able to celebrate win number four.
Senior quarterback, cornerback Joe DeMeo will be our Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophies player of the game, accounting for four touchdowns. Right? Threw a couple, ran a couple, correct?
Two and two.
Two and two. Pretty good night.
Jackson will go victory formation here.
DeMeo was right on target with most of his passes tonight. Didn't have to throw often, but when he did, he was accurate.
8 of 9, Kevin.
Yeah.
He missed one.
Can't do much better than that.
Snap taken, knee taken. They shouldn't put the ball down until less than 35 seconds. And that will do it. Jackson does not have to snap the football again. Raritan has just recovered a fumble at the Red Bank 16-yard line. 9:50 to go on that one. The Rockets have come storming back. Jackson will take one more snap, one more knee. That will do it. Jackson with a convincing win to get the Jaguars to 4-1. They take it 35-7 over the Mariners of Tom's River North. Coming up for both of these teams, Jackson will head to Brick Memorial. Tom's River South, Tom's River East. Three-game road trip before wrapping up their regular season with Red Bank Catholic. For Tom's River North, they're back home next week for Tom's River East. They'll try and win the battle of Tom's River at Southern, home for Brick, home for Neptune. So three of the last four games, as Tom's River North goes to 3-2, will be at home. Our final score here tonight, 35-7. Ed will try and grab Joe DeMeo after the teams shake hands.
Final score up in Monmouth County, Long Branch beats Rumson 19-7.
Big win for the
Green Wave.
Green Wave. Tell you why no one thought that brick wall game was going to be much. It's the hardest game to find scores on because I don't think anybody's really at the game covering it.
Yeah, you know, the only scores I've been getting have been from the brick dog pound. Yeah.
Handshake line almost done. Senior quarterback Joe DeMeo, our player of the game. Very convincing win tonight for Jackson as they reclaim their spot as maybe the second team in this A South division. And hope for a trip up from Brick. Ed.
Shore Sports Network Ocean Trophy player of the game, Joe DeMeo. Joe, four touchdowns accounted for tonight. Two on the ground, two in the air. Tremendous football game.
Yeah, I mean, we came out after this game. We had that bad taste in our mouth from Brick, and we just wanted to get back on track, score points, and that's what we did today.
No hangover for this after the loss. How did you approach practice this week?
I mean, we kept the game in our minds, but like Coach Smitty said, we got to keep that bad taste in our mouth after we fell after that Brick game. And that just motivated us the whole good practice. We worked hard all practice and paid off.
You know, they couldn't stop Jet Sweep tonight in the first half. You know, a little added dimension on Mr. Castronova added to your team.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy to see that first play, first carry as Jackson Jaguar.
71 yards.
Yeah, it's crazy. He adds a whole other dimension to our offense, and it's just going to make defenses that much tougher to defend us.
Passing stats tonight, 8 for 9. You didn't miss too many.
No, that's a first. I'm usually not that close.
Well, hey, tremendous effort tonight out of this Jack team. You know, you got playoffs on. I mean, you got some big games in the A-South still. You know, Brick getting beat right here going into the fourth quarter by Wall, 14-7. I know you'd be interested in that score. Anything could happen in this game. Congratulations. Good luck down the line.
Thank you.
Joe DiMeo, our Shore Sports Network player of the game. Tremendous effort out of him and also Matt Castronova.
And big games tonight for both of those guys as Jackson will go to 4-1 on the year. Ed, go ahead.
Okay, here he is, Coach Kristopic. Coach, pretty good effort out of this Jack team. You know, we're worried before the game, at least us in the media, a little hangover. How did you?
Definitely the first couple days were tough to get over, a tough loss like that. But the kids rebounded. They gathered themselves together and really came out tonight and played well.
As I mentioned, as you were leaving the field at halftime, Matt Castronova has given you a little bit of outside speed. Looks a little quicker than he did last year to us.
I think we have three guys now on the outside that, you know, any one of them, you got one-on-one matchup, I'm taking a shot down the field, whether it's Aaron Jarrett or Kyle Johnson on the outside.
Or Vinny Lee inside, right?
Vinny Lee, Mike Golick, you know, even Brody Graham today showed, you know, a circus cat with the one hand, sticking his hand up there, not going up getting it today.
Impressive effort out of our player of the game, Joe DiMeo. He hit 8 out of 9 passes. He only missed one, threw for close to 150 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 2 on the ground. He rushed for over 50 yards. Pretty big effort out of your leader and your quarterback.
He's been the leader of our team all year. He's our senior leader, our captain of the team. He's the one that's got to make everything go. You know, what we've been talking about all year, being more efficient in the pass game, he gave us that tonight.
And one quick word about your defense. They played great tonight. That's a good offensive team in the Maryland.
Our leader on defense is Zach Tetra and Cole Collins, 2 senior inside linebackers. You know, did a great job, you know, taking away some of their run game. And our secondary, like I said, the same guys on flipped around on the defensive backfield. We feel like we can leave guys alone, lock people up, and stack the box now.
You know, Cole Collins seems to took over from Kenny Bradley last year, from this year to last year.
Those are two good, real good guys to learn from last year, Vinny Celedonio and Ken Bradley last year. You know, they established, you know, how to get things done, and these kids are just following right in their footsteps.
Good luck down the line, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Walt Kristopic, the head man, very happy guy.
Another final score, by the way, St. John Vianney over Manchester, 51-22. So the Lancers remain undefeated with that win.
If you can hang in there during the course of the night, obviously follow our guys who tweet and retweet. Scott Stump, Bob Batters, they'll have most of the action. Or go to our website after all of the night's activities, shoresportsnetwork.com, for a complete scoreboard from all of these games around the shore. We thank, obviously, those here at Jackson, the coaching staffs of both teams as well. Zach Collins back in the studios tonight pushing the buttons. Brad Burescano here as our on-site engineer. For Ed Starluca down on the field, Kevin Williams up here in the box. I'm Matt Harmon saying so long. Monmouth University football tomorrow on the Shore Sports Network. Final score here tonight in our Jersey Mike's game of the week. Jackson, 35. Tom's River North 7. The Jags are 4-1 to open up the season. Have a great football weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you Thursday night live from the Water Street Bar and Grill, talking high school football on the Shore Sports Network.
This has been the Jersey Mike's High School Football Game of the Week on News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310. Part of the Shore Sports Network. Tonight's game was presented by Jersey Mike's Subs. Since 1956, a Shore favorite. For locations and more, visit jerseymikes.com. Join us again next week for another Shore Conference football matchup. Stay up to date on all the latest football news and more at shoresportsnetwork.com.